CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Bring me a nightgown. I might as well wash that, too, dear.
Oh, for the love of Mikey, you're washing clothes again?
Not when you travel. You have to keep washing clothes.
You know, we are only in Florence a few days, a city that is so full of the greatest artistic masterpieces in the world. Cathedrals, museums, art galleries, statues by Michelangelo and Cellini, paintings by Raphael and Leonardo da Vinci, Botticelli, and you spend your time in a hotel bathroom washing clothes.
You're the first one to yell if you don't have a clean shirt. Now, we're going sightseeing. It's only 8:30. Don't worry about Aunt Effie and me. We're going to see everything, dear.
See everything? You remember what Virginia Moore told us? She said you could live in Florence, Italy for 6 months and still not see everything.
Well, I thought you were in Europe on business. Why don't you go to work?
It's too early.
Hand me that wooden hanger, would you?
Here I was wishing I didn't have to work so I had more time to go sightseeing and see all the... That, look, that won't hold.
Yes, it will.
No, look, that little clothesline is not strong enough to hold
get
a
away.
Dripping wet shirt on a wooden hanger. I'm telling
you.
Look, it's going to fall.
Just get out of the way. No,
right,
it isn't.
Right.
I tied the line good and tight. It's, oh, that's what I don't like about travel, trying to string up clotheslines in bathrooms, I tell you. That's probably Aunt Effie. She wanted the soap flake. Let her in, will you, dear?
Buongiorno, signore.
Oh, buongiorno.
Il signore desidera qualche cosa?
Who is it, dear?
Oh, it's a chambermaid, I guess.
What's she want?
I don't know.
Buongiorno, a chiamato signora? Desidera qualche cosa?
Buongiorno. I think she's just asking us if everything's all right, probably. Everything's fine.
Oh,
what's fine? What's fine?
A bandaid.
Oh, very pleasant of her, wasn't it?
Yeah, she seemed very nice.
Uh-huh.
Now finish your laundry so you can go sightseeing.
It's not fatal to get stars in your eyes, but it's fun galore to have them in your ears. Stars in Your Ears daytimes every Monday through Friday are Arthur Godfrey, back and better than ever, Gary Moore on radio, on CBS Radio, every weekday, Art Linkletter with his fabulous string of hilarious house parties, Pat Buttram and Just Entertainment. Those evening comedy stars, Andy Griffith, Burns and Allen, Amos and Andy, and Bob and Ray, and many more. Only a network could assemble the assorted talents of these great stars. Only CBS Radio does. Daytime or night, why settle for less than network-size entertainment? Daytime or night, don't settle for less than Gary Moore on CBS Radio, Burns and Allen, Arthur Godfrey Time, and the rest of the week-long programming that reflects the pride and talent in the CBS Radio label.
My goodness, haven't you finished your washing yet?
I'm not ready to go sightseeing. Well, having complained that I was taking time to wash out anything, the man of the family here then brings me two dirty shirts and a pile of socks.
Well, darling, I'm sorry. About as long as you're washing.
I know. I don't really mind. Where's Betsy?
Oh, she made friends with the elevator man, and she's riding up and down with him.
Dickens. I don't think I got the collar on this shirt.
No, it's hard to get things clean when you just wash them out in the bathroom sink.
Probably Betsy. Let her in, will you, Aunt Effie?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Buongiorno, signora.
Oh, yes. Buongiorno.
It's the maid here. The maid again? She was just here 5 minutes ago.
Did you ring for her?
Why, no. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, signora. Avete chiamato?
I
don't know.
Qualcuno ha suonato per me.
No.
Well, you keep it on helpless when you can't talk to somebody, huh?
Maybe she wants to come in and make the bed.
Well, I don't want her to do that now. Wait until we're out of here. We'll be leaving in 20 minutes. Mm. Tell her we'll be out of here by 9, dear.
Tell her? I can't speak Italian. What do you mean, tell her?
Well,
signora.
Yes, We'll be gone for the day by 9 o'clock. We'll be gone by 9.
Darling, you're not going to make her understand English by yelling
at her. Yeah, I know. I always think they will. What's 9? Is that Nova? Nova?
Nova.
Nova, yeah. Si, Nova, Nova. Grazie. Buongiorno.
Si, signora, si, buongiorno, buongiorno, America. Non la posso capire.
Well, the way she walked off shrugging and waggling her hands, I don't think she understood you at all.
No, I didn't understand her either, so we're even. Now, I'll just get this other shirt hung up.
Hey, where's our book on speaking Italian? I better take that with me today.
You know, I hope we're going to allow time to go shopping, too. I was talking to an English woman in the lobby, and she said there was a wonderful place called Peruzzi's or something. She said they had the lovely silver pins. Then there's a place called Lucci's, I think she said it was. I wrote it down here somewhere. And she said that wonderful Florentine leather thing.
And we have shops on the Ponte Vecchio, too. Mm. That famous old bridge.
Look, you two better remember one thing. All the shops are closed in Italy from 2 to 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Well, don't tell me that's a maid again.
Well, you open the door, will you, dear? My hands are wet.
Signore, ma che volete? Il campanello sta suonando tutto il tempo.
Pete says, what's the matter with this woman?
Well, she seems to be asking you something.
Well, I can't understand it. Oh, just a minute. I have the book right here.
For heaven's sakes, is that the maid? Tell her everything's fine, dear. Look up the word for everything. Look up. We probably don't have the right word.
Sta suonando il campanello ancora. Il campanello suona e continua a suonare. Ma come volete? Scherzate?
Well, just a second. Yeah. Here, wait a minute. Everything is ogni cosa. And fine is bene. Ogni cosa bene.
Mm-hmm.
Ogni cosa bene.
Tutto va bene, perché suonate? Io sono molto occupata, perché continuate a suonare? Non posso andare e venire. Madonna, questi turisti! Bring, 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 bring!
Well, darn if I know what's going on.
Bring? Goodness, do you suppose the hotel is on fire and she's trying to tell us to get out?
Oh, good heavens, I don't know. I haven't smelled any smoke. Anyhow, wouldn't they ring a bell or something? I mean, Well, she would at least have tried to pull us out of the room, wouldn't she?
Well, why don't you at least call down to the desk?
Yeah, she's certainly acting strange.
Yes, well, I'll finish hanging up my clothes.
Yeah, I'll call the desk. I'll see if I can send somebody up here to find out what's eating her. Hello, desk clerk, please.
But what is wrong, signor?
Well, that's it. We don't know. I'm trying to tell you. The chambermaid keeps coming to our door here and...
There she is
down the hall there now. We thought maybe the place was on fire or something. I mean, she seems so excited, you know.
Maria. Maria, che succede?
Questi americani suonano e suonano il campanello. Vado in cerca e loro mi dicono che tutto va bene. Ma appena ci ritorno, il campanello suona di nuovo. Corro e mi dicono che tutto va bene. E io ho tante cose da fare. Certa gente non hanno considerazione per le altre.
Ma va bene, ho capito. Basta, Maria. Queste genti sono ospiti dell'hotel. Bisogna dare tutta la tua attenzione possibile.
Ehi, non merito attenzione, considerazione.
Oh, well, then, look here, I mean, we certainly didn't want to start something.
Sentite questo. La settimana scorsa ho chiesto una mezzogiornata per andare al sposalizio della mia sorella. Me l'ha dato? No. Ma quando Margarita domanda una giornata libera? Questo è un altro pare.
Silenzio. Non parliamo di quello adesso.
No, quando io voglio un giorno di vacanze, nessuno mi sente.
Oh, did he say anything wrong to her? I mean, it's...
Maria says that you keep ringing the bell for her, and when she comes to your door, you say everything is fine.
Ringing the bell?
Ringing the bell? Why, no. Nobody's been ringing the bell for her. As a matter of fact, I don't even know where it is.
But it's a bell to the bed, dear.
I've been in the bathroom washing clothes. Nobody's been ringing for it.
No, dicono che nessuno ha suonato.
No.
Nessuno ha suonato. No, Maria, ti dico che il campanello suonava ogni 2 minuti. Brin, brin, brin. Corro di qua, di là, di là, qua. Ha avuto abbastanza di questo dedico.
Ma non parli così.
Could he have her? Why is she getting off her apron?
Well, it looks like she's quitting her job.
Good heavens, what in the world are you supposed to be done?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. How do you like your news? Good, we'd expect. But there are several ways of presenting the news, whether it happens to be good or otherwise. In capsule summaries, on-the-spot reports of correspondents throughout the world, in expanded panoramic coverage, and in the commentary which knits into one meaningful whole the many separate elements of the daily news picture. CBS News gives you your news in a wide variety of broadcasts designed to meet your need to know throughout the day and evening. Each morning, you can hear an extended survey of overnight developments on the World News Roundup. Evenings, The World Tonight brings you a similar expanded treatment of the day's events. Only a network could do it. Only CBS Radio does it so well. Keep fully informed, impartially informed, by listening to your station affiliated with CBS Radio. CBS News is a sound difference behind the different sound you hear when you're tuned to this CBS Radio station.
I feel perfectly terrible that Taylor made it so upset, but I can assure you none of us rang for her.
She said that for almost 1.5 hours, the bell keeps ringing and ringing.
Well, I know I didn't.
I've been right here in the bathroom. I was right in here washing clothes.
You did not ring the bell in the bathroom?
Well, no, I didn't even know there was one. Well, where is it?
It is right over the bathtub, Signora. I will show you. Perhaps by mistake you... Oh, aha.
What do you mean, aha?
You have tied the clothesline to the bell.
What?
I did what?
Here, this little ring on the wall. This is a bell. You pull this to ring for the chambermaid.
Oh, my heavens, I didn't know that little ring was a bell pull.
What did you tie the clothesline to it?
And I suppose every time I hung something on the line, it pulled it down and rang the bell.
Oh, no.
Oh, I am terrible. Oh, would you explain to her how terribly sorry I am?
Oh, yes, of course. Do not worry about it. I will explain. Everything else is all right?
Yes. Ogni cosa bene.
Buongiorno.
Honestly, I feel so foolish. I didn't know that little ring on the wall was a bell pull for the chambermaid. I just pulled it out and I thought, oh, well, that's good to tie the clothesline on.
What did you think it was?
Well, I don't know. I didn't even stop to think. Did you two know what it was?
No.
Honestly, I can hear Maria telling her family, ah, these American tourists, what do you think One Eye Had did today?
No,
well, come on now, Aunt Effie, let's go sightseeing.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Ellen Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Michelle Clinton, and Guy Sorrell, and is produced by Walter Hart.